So I didn't even know that my legs could bend that way. It's getting a little ridiculous. I'm getting sore. I don't know what's next.
What do you mean? Does they bend? Do you put your legs over your head?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah.
Do you ever put your legs over your head and let him lick your asshole?
Ew, no! What?
Sensible. Adjective. Having, using, or showing good sense or sound judgment.
What's up, sensible fuckers? It's season two.
I was chained to a toilet.
Oh, I drink beer.
I threw my boyfriend's decapitated head out the window.
Shut up! Shut up!
Mandy drinks from a bidet.
I got nice nips.
Totally sensible.
Sensible people.
What's going on, Sensible Nation? Sensible people back again. A new episode, season two, episode 26. Raw Dog Ryan, what's up, brother?
What's up, sensible fuckers?
Mandy B on the mic.
Hi, you sensible sweetheart.
Sensible sweethearts. I'm Tay Wagner, one of your other hosts. Guys, if you haven't checked out the last episode we put out a couple weeks back, we had Todd Wishnev, star of the Showtime series Action. It's about sports gambling. Todd was a fun interview. Check out that one. We also did Micah the Millennial, brought him back. Kind of reflects Raw Dog's life in many ways, and it's a fun short that we hope to have anime. We were talking about doing some animations with some people for Micah and some of our other short stories.
So. That would be so cool.
You like anime, don't you?
Maybe not anime, but...
You ever watch an animated porn? Let me rephrase this question. I don't care if you've ever watched it. Have you ever beat off to an animated porn?
I've actually never watched one, to be honest. I mean, and that's truthful.
I've seen
that's
a couple clips.
What I've seen is like on the, like, you know, when you're on a porn site on the side. I used to see those all the time.
Okay, right? You've watched it.
Did you like it?
No, I've seen the same thing he's saying. Like, you see it on the side. They're like, I mean, it's like, they're not cartoons anymore. They're like video game, like graphics.
Exactly.
The girls look great.
No, the animation's unbelievable. I mean, like, let's be frank. It doesn't do anything for me whatsoever. Yeah,
interesting.
But there's a market for
there
it.
There is.
There's a market for Mandy's feet. There's a market for anime, right?
Something for everybody.
Hey, I couldn't help but notice you started out the podcast this morning once we went live with your fucking arms crossed. What's up?
I'm extra fucking ranty today.
You look it.
I'm ready to explode and
crabby.
Get to this episode.
Oh boy, Raw Dog. The rant of Raw Dog.
It's going to be a 4.0 right today.
Hey, before we dive in, we just set up our fantasy league, the one that we're in together for fantasy football. We got 14 teams. We always put funny fucking names.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but notice yours because it directly related to a topic we've
and
had
Mandy's
a
gonna
few
like
episodes
it.
Ago.
What is it?
Share it. Tell her.
My fantasy team name this year is the Prolapse Proprietor.
I love it. I love it. That
you
is
get a,
good.
Get a logo of Prolapse? I didn't see your logo.
I did. And then it was so gross, I couldn't fucking look at it anymore. So I just put a picture of Danny DeVito from Batman as the Penguin in there. Instead.
That's clever.
Picture him getting prolapsed as the Penguin.
I'm fine. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
That's what
I picture that.
I picture everybody naked. You know that.
That's true.
Shoa.
The Penguin.
And what, you know what? Speaking of that, I'm so fucking sick of people saying sure. It's sure. It's S-U-R-E. Say it. Pronounce
sure.
it.
Sure.
Fucking.
Do you always say it that way?
Yeah, it just comes out like that. Who says sure?
You were saying it before we were recording, and I'm fucking sick and tired of it. Brittany fucking says it too. It's sure.
Sure.
I bet you say it, you don't notice
sure.
it.
Like Sherpa.
Yes.
Sherpa.
No, not sure. Like sure. I'm going on the shore to walk along
Jersey
the beach.
Shore.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's fucking sure.
I'll watch what I say from now on.
Shut the fuck up.
Either way.
All right, so to get back what we were talking about at the beginning, I am sore. I cannot handle this new guy, you guys. My legs are killing me.
I'm sore. And why are you sore?
Came from the gym, perhaps?
He's just a hornball, dude. Every, like, hour. Or it lasts for, like, hours. Hours.
This
it should never last for multiple hours.
Not the young buck.
No, this
new
is
dude.
A new
we want to stick
nice
our dicks
guy.
And pussies. Is that all fucking
for that long, dude? That's so long. And then it ends and I take like a 10-minute break and then right back again. I get no down, but I get up again.
Ever,
I'm tired.
You ever fall asleep with it in you?
No.
I've always thought about that.
Really?
I didn't fall asleep, but sometimes I leave it in and we chit chat.
He tried to choke me.
You read
me.
A book together?
Interesting. He tried to choke me at one point, though. Like, you know, at the beginning when you're having sex with someone and it's like you're like doing your little moves and you're like, is this okay? So he knew that I like to get choked. He probably listened to the podcast. And so he's in the process of like choking me, but then all of a sudden he just starts picking my head up and down. I'm like, no!
Wringing your neck.
My neck, my back, lick my pussy and my crack.
Yeah, not like that.
You said you're so sore though. Tay, we should give her some, like, grew up playing baseball. She needs some catcher's glove oil.
Oh my God.
That's like a fucking beat up piece of leather. Oh, it always helps.
Yeah, I think we should dry her out in the sun.
I am just exhausted. And then I embarrassingly did this, and I didn't know this was embarrassing.
What is it about good sex that makes me have to crap? You really jarred something loose, Tiger.
He like came or whatever, and then
thanks for that hand gesture, by the way. He fucking flung it at Tay.
It went towards my left ear.
He came and flung it right towards Tay. Close your eyes.
And I grabbed his shirt and I threw his shirt at him, and I'm like, here you go, to wipe it up.
Yeah.
And he was like, who the fuck does that?
It's starchy. Like,
anyone? Is that weird?
No, I use towels, shirts, socks.
But it's like,
I'm more of a Kleenex guy myself.
I thought you were more of a jeans guy. You find a pair of jeans.
I just leave that belly full of mess for a week.
I want to ask, hey, Mandy and Tay, I wanted to ask, I got a lot of questions when you talk about that, but I'll just ask one. Do you ever try, like, let's say you're starting at missionary. So, Mandy, you're on your back. Then let's say you go up and do cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, whatever. Do you ever play a game where you try it when you move to keep it in?
Just, oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, does of course. Out? No, no.
No? You just slip it right know. Back in? I mean, get on the high horse?
Better start doing them Kegels.
You got to hug extra tight, roll over.
Yeah, you're right. I got to practice. I am just worn out, dude. I don't know. This is wild. But it's a good time. I'm happy right now. It's a good time.
You are 38, 39?
Oh, you're older than I am. We
have her 40th birthday soon.
We gave her 10 years. Hey, we went to a fun party last Friday night, didn't we?
We did. It was the Cards Against Humanity private party. Got invited to
Chicago's top podcast. Yeah. It was fun. So we went to their offices, Northside Chicago, as Raw Dog mentioned. Met a bunch of people, did some networking. They had great presentation. The Kickstarter team was there. One of their reps that focuses on podcasts gave a fantastic speech about how we're going to make some more money with you folks and more sponsorships.
Take the world by storm.
Internet makes lots of money, so give us some of that money.
So a couple funny things about the party. You know, they had a buffet, free food, free booze. Raw Dog and I, we just felt like we were the only ones just crushing beers.
Wait, what the fuck,
so we took a train and then we Ubered and whatever, so we weren't driving. But I don't know, maybe everybody drove there and we're just sipping.
Chicago.
Raw Dog and I, we were crushing beers.
That's the problem in my life is I need to reevaluate is that if that's the normal, we're the outlier. Everywhere I go, you crush
fucking
beers. Hell
no, we're the sensible people,
we're
brother.
The sensible, but we're just not the normal.
I mean, people were walking around, they had like these fucking... water that was like water in a milk carton.
Oh, the box
I hate
water.
That. Hipster, I don't like that.
Coconut water, whatever the fuck it is.
Stupid.
It's just
beer.
Regular water in a box. Right?
I think the guy we sat with drank 8 Cokes.
Yeah. That's worse than fucking the 12 beers we had. But then the funny thing is, so, you know, we pretty much finish and we were going to go have a drink and you just go, I'm leaving.
Yeah, because, okay, what did I tell you last episode? I just can't. When there's pussy involved, I want to go.
Right. And we had a train. We were going to drink and then catch a train. And Raw Dog looks at me. He goes, I'm leaving.
Classic I'm Ryan. That's so. You left me one time.
And I look at him. I go, you're not leaving me.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm fucking out of here. I'm not listening to a fucking guy give a speech on a Friday night.
You don't leave your friends, Ryan.
So
you left me.
That's what I said. I said he's like, well, I'm not. He did the whole spiel like he did.
Yeah.
He tried to I'm not going to see her for a week.
Oh, my God.
I said, when do we go out and drink outside of, you know,
he
seeing
made me
each
feel
other
like so bad about it.
You should.
Because it was bullshit. We were in the city together.
Come on.
And then so we got in a shouting match. But yeah. We had a compromise. We went to another bar and then we rode the
went
train
to
back
Goose
together.
Island.
Thanks for making us look good at this party. You guys are getting wasted. You guys are fighting with each other.
Right?
Yeah, that's
wild.
What the fuck is wrong with the sensible people?
Did you see the chick with the fucking jawline?
Dude,
lay off me. I'm starving.
Jawline like John Hamm.
Dude, it was like Leno or Jay Leno. If you ever see Stealing Harvard?
Early
super long time
ago.
Jason Lee, Tom Green, and Dennis Farina's in it. And quickly to sum it up, this guy goes into Dennis Farina's house to steal shit, and Dennis Farina catches him. And instead of charging him or calling the cops, he's like obsessed with his dead wife, so he makes people put on this wig and spoon with him. And that's what this chick looked like at the fucking Cards Against Humanity.
No, it totally did. It's like a Miss Man almost from Scary Movie.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
That's another story, but I had a teacher. Miss Man, the balls fell out, hit the kid in the ear during class.
Oh, bullshit.
I know. No.
Bullshit.
Hey, isn't... you said in the past Farina's related to you.
Yeah, he's my grandma's cousin. Or he was.
We should get him on.
He's dead.
Dennis Farina
R.I.P. Yeah, I think it was like 3 years ago.
Well, I said we should get him on.
Let's
cross over.
And we'll stuff him.
On our next episode.
So if he's your grandma's cousin, he's like a distant cousin to you, too.
I don't know
how cousins work.
A cousin.
Or if you're down in Alabama, he's probably your husband.
Probably. Wow.
So as Tay mentioned, he dragged me out. We went to another bar after Cards Against Humanity ended. Mm-hmm. Went to the bar, got back on the train, and you know how there's these people in life that you meet, and you know you're never going to see him again, you're never going to talk to him again, but you always remember him. Well, we ran into this guy on the train, and of course, he comes up to both of us, sits right next to us, and says, "You two look like you have some beers on you. That's why I sat by you." And we actually didn't. Right. Which sucked, but we should have. But Tay and I can't figure out. We feel like he's famous. He said he was a lawyer, but we feel like he was famous. His voice was very distinct.
There was something. I don't know.
Yeah.
How old was he?
I don't know. Probably our age, around our age.
Maybe
right?
A little older.
Yeah.
Like early 30s, like mid 30s.
Talked to him about the podcast. Really interesting guy. Talked to him about life lessons and. I wish we would have got his number.
Yeah, why didn't you ask for his card?
I don't know. He probably thought I'd be hitting on him.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
I've had quite the busy week this week. So within a 3 days span, I sold my house, I moved back home, and I got divorced.
All together
within 2 days.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Are we having a divorce party?
I think so.
What's in store for it?
Prolapse
party.
It's been a long road, and thank God it's fucking over.
No kidding. Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. So that's all three of those things. I mean, your house wasn't on the market for very long.
Maybe
but
a month. Yeah.
But still, you know, there's a lot of thought and effort that goes into that. So how about a golf clap for Raw Dog Ryan?
Give me that golf clap. Mandy, I should have asked you this earlier in your story, but I wanted to ask you guys, what's your guys' thoughts on shower sex?
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
No?
It gets freezing
Mandy
when you're
saves
out of the water.
Shower
freezing?
Ew.
For pooping?
What
just wash it down the drain?
Ew.
Stomp on it?
But if it's one of the little drains, you have to mash it down the drain.
No!
You're cubing up garlic in those things.
<Ew! laughs>
What's wrong with us?
No, but I kind of agree with Mandy. Wait, but not cold. It gets too hot.
No way, dude.
Hot.
Well, she said she gets cold.
Because
if
the
hot water heater the size of a fucking...
No, if the water's not directly on me, I'm freezing. Like, you know when you switch positions and
on me. I'm an asshole.
You're such a selfish
totally.
Asshole.
Water hog.
Yeah. No. So, I'm with people like you. I'm freezing.
Well, I asked because I recently had some good shower sex. It's been, I don't know, 10 years since I had shower sex. I don't like beating off in the shower either. It sucks. You stand up. I want to lay down and be as lazy as possible.
You're so lazy.
I hated beating off as a kid in the shower. Like, that's like a typical, like, we even joke in the mic.
He's
got to
say as a kid he hasn't.
I'm saying, like, even, like, as a kid, like, typically, like, kids go in, that's kind of a running joke, right? Yeah. Kids go in the shower and beat off, and, like, why are you taking long showers? Like, it was all, I hated beating off in the shower.
I just didn't want to go to school. That's why I stood in the shower.
Yeah, I was so tired, I was probably sleeping.
I haven't beat off in a month, guys.
Wow.
Another golf one.
Changing.
That's been impressive.
Oh my god.
Raw Dog 4.0.
Yeah, but I don't like it. It's not for me.
Beating off?
The shower sex, it's not for me.
I know. I mean,
shower sex is okay.
It's fun. It was fun because it was random late at night, like whatever. It was fun, but it wouldn't be my top choice.
The only time I had true fun shower sex was in the boys' locker room after football games.
Oh, my.
A lot of slapping thighs. Coach, ready.
Did I ever tell you guys for real about the coach that was in our locker room in high school?
Yeah, you did. Okay. You did. All right. You mentioned it.
I just want to make sure.
You did.
All right.
Yeah. Once or twice.
Spare us.
Would not be allowed this.
Hey,
this time of year.
We always like to highlight some things in the media that are either sensible or not so sensible, right? And we're actually going to play Sensible or Not, a full version of the game, a little later in this episode between the three of us. But I had a couple stories that crossed my plate, if you will, over the last couple weeks that I thought we'd bring to the listeners' attention.
They're just
funny shit. All right. This is I would consider this the not so sensible story of the week. Or maybe you guys would consider it sensible. I'll let you decide. Title, CNN. Man says an intruder broke into his house, cleaned it, and left. And I'm going to read a little bit about it. Took place in Boston. Dude came home with his fucking son. Lives in a single family home. His kid, they get home. The kid goes, Dad, the door's unlocked. Which they really never do, he says. So they thought it was weird right off the bat. He realized someone may have been in his home because a door he normally keeps open was firmly shut. Roman then went upstairs to check the rest of his house, and he discovered his son's room, which was a wreck before they left that morning, was neat as a pin, more neat than it ever had been. He found his home in the same pristine condition, room to room. So he starts walking around. He noticed rugs were vacuumed. Everything was neat, filed, put away. Garbages were taken out. He immediately called the police because he knew that someone had broken into his home. So he wanted to take the incident seriously and didn't know if the guy was still there. But the only thing they ever noticed was that nothing was missing and the house was clean.
What is this, the fucking robber Danny Tanner version of a clean freak?
Right?
Like, who the fuck? So is he have like a fetish with just cleaning people's houses?
Good morning, troops. It is now 0700 and it's time to attack the enemy. Grease. Grime, slime, sludge, and that's just Joey's room.
It must be.
Fucking moron. There's a lot more to do in life than go clean people's houses.
I hope he breaks into my house.
Dude, I think this is what it is. Maybe that's a distraction and he's planting something in the house. Or maybe he's going to come back now that he sees they didn't do anything.
Like what? Planting what?
Like a camera? Like no, like a camera?
Maybe
or...
we were just talking about. Maybe he just beat off in every room.
Oh, my God. And then he cleaned up after himself.
He just fucking the wet bandits. He was a sticky bandit.
Had a black light to walk around with. Isn't that weird,
it's
though?
So it's so creepy.
I would say that not so sensible story of the week there.
No. Wait, so would you move if it really... You would be scared,
first of
though,
all,
right?
There's no way he just broke in and just cleaned. He did something.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what they're saying. Like, nothing happened. No crime happened. Nothing
something.
Was missing.
You would just
or
put
damaged.
This behind you? You would just literally put this behind
it
you?
It would be hard because, you know... I mean, I would get...
He took something.
Advanced security if, you know, I knew my house was that. But I don't know. They just left the door open or what, but... He swears that he fucking closed it.
Yeah.
Isn't that bizarre, though?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, as the homeowner, I wouldn't give a shit.
Ryan.
Like, what do you mean? You just wouldn't... It wouldn't scare you at all if someone broke into your house?
But how did he... Wait, I missed the part. How did he actually break in?
We don't know. Because the guy never
obviously
leaves the door
like,
unlocked.
Obviously, he, picked the lock or something. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, if he's literally just going to come clean, then fuck it.
He's welcome.
Ryan.
Well, you're the one that felt bad for the guy living in the attic.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Maybe he could get his life together. So fuck you.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. There's one more thing I didn't even read before. Later, Roman discovered roses made from toilet paper in the bathroom, a detail that made him realize this was probably the work of a professional.
Somebody
Stop
probably
it.
Works at a hotel or something.
That
Stop
is
it.
Right. Like turned down. Did he put a chocolate
Dude,
under his pillow?
It'd be awesome.
What?
Holy shit!
This is
you know,
nuts.
What makes this creepy is maybe like this guy. Wait, we don't know if it's a guy that broke in.
Right,
oh yeah, it could
but
be a woman.
Maybe this person is in love with this guy.
That too.
So it could be like
know.
A swim
they,
fan.
They don't get that deep into
I want to follow this story.
That sounds like something that would happen to you,
swim
actually.
Fan? Real quick, have you guys ever seen the movie Fear with No. Mark Wahlberg and Reese Witherspoon, they're both really young.
Yes.
Dude,
yes.
Mark Wahlberg is fucking crazy. I just recently saw it, and at the end, dude, he gets fucking crazy, chops a dog's head off and puts it through the door.
That movie's creepy.
It is.
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to watch it.
One of the best scenes ever is in the beginning when they ride the roller coaster together and he's just finger blasting her the whole time. And that famous song by, I believe, the Rolling Stones, but it's redone, like White Horses plays.
Okay, yeah. So I don't remember classics. That specifically,
well,
but
you don't. I remember a good finger bang. Okay,
of course you do. Your favorite scene. All right, one more story. 7-year-old boy has 526 teeth removed from his mouth.
How much?
Seven, 526 teeth from a 7-year-old boy.
It's impossible.
Doctors removed 526 teeth from a 7-year-old boy's mouth during surgery in Chennai, India.
No.
Who can grow 500 fucking in India. Teeth? Put him in the freak hall of fame.
Honestly. Like, put him in. He's voted. Right?
Is there a picture? I don't want to see it, but I do.
No,
but
I'll have to dig for a picture, but basically it said that the boy had swelling in his jaw, so they brought him in, and he had pain, and he had a bag-like mass weighing almost a half a pound in it. So they opened up the mass on his gum line, and within it were hundreds and hundreds of teeth.
No.
So it's like a mutation.
Right. It's fucked up. It's called compound odontoma, a rare condition. It required 5 hours of surgery.
Oh, my God.
All right, Mandy, let me ask you this. My brain always wanders.
I don't even want to hear this. All right.
The mass. Let's say you had a mass downstairs in your old catcher's mitt. would you tell this guy about it, or would you just hope he doesn't find out? Because what if he opened it up and you had 500 teeth down there?
No, I would never have sex with anyone if I had that. I would be a shit dude. No way. That's like
the
premise
of the movie Teeth. Yeah. You ever see that?
Yeah, movie? I saw that. Yeah, that's weird.
I was talking to Ryan.
Fucking.
You could eat your Cheetos downstairs.
Last statement regarding this story. It was reminiscent of pearls in an oyster when they opened it up.
Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Dude, that's weird.
Freaks Hall of Fame candidate potentially in the future. Mm. We will be back right after the break for a little fun game between Raw Dog and Mandy B.
Recently, we had a great opportunity to be featured on this free new app called PodCoin. It literally pays you to listen to podcasts. Here's how it works. You listen to podcasts and you earn PodCoin while you listen. Then you turn that PodCoin in for gift cards at places like Amazon, Starbucks, or if you're a really good person, you could even donate that PodCoin to charity. The more you listen, the more you earn. So here's what you do. You download the app right now on iPhone or Android, and we'll give you a special code. Simply use our code SensiblePeople, and you'll get 300 PodCoin just for signing up. And if you listen to enough of us on there, you can get a cappuccino at Starbucks or Amazon gift cards on us. So go ahead and listen to this podcast or virtually any podcast on PodCoin and sign up with the code SensiblePeople. I swear, it'll change the way that you listen to podcasts.
All right, you guys ready for a little game?
We always are.
Raw Dog versus Mandy B. And here's the catch. Several episodes ago, we played a game where you guys ended up tying, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was supposed to be a punishment for both of you.
Wait, what game was
that? And you both escaped it. In fact, we even played a game after that, and I endured a punishment.
I know.
Since then, and you guys have still escaped. So since you guys are pitted against each other today, what I was thinking is, and this isn't a yes or no question, it's happening.
Who, me? Whoever, me versus... Baloney tits?
Oh, my God.
Catcher's mitt. So, Raw Dog sausage and Catcher's mitt. The loser today is going to have a double punishment. Now, what that means is either two small punishments of my choosing or an exponentially larger, more catastrophic punishment.
Well, I won't lose.
So, get ready because we're going to play a game called...
I don't want to.
Erased... from history.
Yay!
So this is a game that I created on my very own, and what's going to happen is I have 7 options here. I'm going to read these options, and in each little option or question, I have I have 7 topics, 2 different options in each topic.
Okay.
I'm going to frame up the question as an either or.
Either way.
So it's option A or option B, and what you guys have to choose is not what you think you would do, but you what you think I would erase from history.
Okay, so we're guessing what you think.
I've already gone through all seven of these topics / questions.
I would hope so.
And I've selected what I would erase from history. And it'll be fun because we can debate what that actually would mean, what the consequences of that.
You're a real Pat Sajak.
I think I'm going to be really good at this game.
Okay, that's nice.
We all have confidence.
Confidence means nothing in the game of sensible people. Mm. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
So we're going to alternate who starts. We're going to start with, raise your hand if you want to go first.
Me.
Raw Dog is going first. Erased from history, what did Tay select? Am I erasing Michael Jordan's existence from history? Or am I erasing the 2016 Chicago Cubs World Series victory from history? And I should have prefaced this all. A lot of these are close to my heart.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's kind of like a who knows me better type game.
If I had a guess, I'm going to go with you erase Michael Jordan's existence.
Michael Jordan's existence. How shitty would that be?
It
changes being a Chicagoan.
This is what I thought of.
And a sports fan.
So there's no, the Cubs in our lifetime won one. If you erase Jordan, you're erasing six championships. But why I chose that is I feel like you're more into baseball than, I know you like basketball, but I feel like you're more into baseball than basketball. That was why I chose
it. So you think that I erased Michael Jordan from history?
Yeah.
And we had, who was our star? We had Ron Harper leading us to eight seeds for
Craig
6 years
Hodges,
instead.
Horace Grant
right
on the boards.
I don't know. Now that you like said the comment, how terrible would that be? I almost want to be like, this is a trick question.
How terrible would the Cubs losing be, though? I mean, you could go either way with it. Either way.
Wait, she can't compute because she's a dirty Sox fan.
That's true.
Dirty.
That's true.
Dirty, dirty.
But I feel like I want to say the Michael. I'm just, final answer, Michael Jordan.
I'm erasing him, same as Raw Dog.
Yep, final answer.
I am erasing. Wait, you said the Cubs.
No, I said MJ.
No, we both, yeah.
Oh, you both said. I am erasing the Cubs World
God
Series.
God damn it,
victory.
I was going to say it too.
You're both wrong.
It was a trickery. Awarded.
After rethinking that, I feel like because there was six championships to one. To be honest, it would change the way basketball is if you erased him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not like that's.
Damn
I
could have gotten
different.
A head start.
Wait, hold on. You said.
We both said we'd erase MJ. So we both did not get
so
that.
So that's both
right.
A zero.
I thought. No, you said the Cubs.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, he didn't.
No, I said MJ.
Play back the tape.
Because I said I think you were into baseball more.
Yeah. Were you not listening?
That's true.
Are you listening like me today?
Yeah. Are you drunk?
I was thinking back to your whole, you were saying that you were racing six, though, with
he
Michael Jordan.
He just started to say that, though.
You're just saying it's worse to you.
I'm saying now that I'm thinking about it, it's I get it now.
Okay. Moving on. Nobody is awarded a point. I erased the Cubs, as shitty as that would be.
That
obviously.
Would suck.
All right. Number two, who's going to get a point? Mandy B's up first. This is a tricky one for Mandy B because I don't know how much you know about wrestling, but I was a big childhood wrestling fan. I think most of us boys were. Am I erasing Stone Cold Steve Austin's existence from the wrestling history books or The Rock's?
Mandy, you go first this time. This is tough.
I know. I mean, I kind of know like the difference between the like I can understand, you know.
You don't know shit.
God fucking
Can I ask a follow before Mandy answers? The Rock's existence completely or just
no,
from...
they're just gone. Their existence completely.
So it's not just in WWE.
I suppose, yeah. You could look at it. It's just existence.
It's existence.
But obviously the biggest implications being wrestling history.
Okay.
I think I'm going to say The Rock.
You're saying he's going to erase The Rock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I'm going to say he's going to erase Stone Cold Steve Austin.
And why? Like, what would it be for you?
Because
what was bigger? Because you were a wrestling fan, so growing up.
For me, first of all, you've always told me how much you like The Rock. I know you fucking, you like to go to the gym like a fucking idiot. And I know The
You're
Rock.
You're so lazy.
And The Rock is a big workout guy, has a great social media following. And I also know you like action movies, and The Rock is ballooned in the acting world and action movies and is quite good at it.
Yeah. But leaving Stone Cold, I mean, he was the The Attitude
Era. He's my
era.
Favorite wrestler
the Attitude
of all
era
time.
Wouldn't exist without no. Stone Cold, right?
No.
Wrestling wouldn't be... I wouldn't be who I was today. But needless to say, you are awarded
God
a point.
God damn it!
I had to decide. You had it to a T, actually.
Yeah.
I decided if it was wrestling alone, I think I would have done Stone Cold.
Yeah, that's why I asked right? that question. But when you said
I
existence.
Kept him. But existence, yeah, that's a good question. Point for Raw Dog on the board.
Mark it down so we know what the score is. 1-0, bitch.
Oh my God, you're okay. Wild today.
All right, question number 3 going to Raw Dog first. Would I rather erase from history Ryan starting work where I used to work back in the day, meaning that the two of us would have never met in all likelihood.
Look, this is like a love story.
I know.
Or would I rather erase Mandy's birth?
Oh. That's so easy. Yeah. That's so easy. Come on. Is this a game or are you just professing your love for Ryan?
Are you saying you would you would have gave her mom a coat hanger?
Lord.
You're erasing Mandy B, 100%.
Yeah, you're erasing me 100%.
Yeah. I'm kind of getting sad and feeling guilty for this one.
I hope you do.
Either way,
gold jacket, you're green both jacket. On the board in question 3.
2-1.
Hey, there was a podcast before Mandy B. Maybe not as good, but hey. All right.
2-1.
2-1.
Mandy's
you're both on the board
answers
there.
First now.
Question number 4, going to Mandy B first. Who would I rather erase from history? First, my favorite all-time comedian, Mr. George Carlin, or one of my favorite actors of all time, Mr. Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I like almost want to throw in the towel now. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'd rather
final.
Erase him from history.
Yeah,
he's
Raw
for
dog.
Sure erasing
George Carlin.
George
means a lot
Carlin.
To
you.
I have seen both in person. I was privileged. I think I talked at the live
like
show.
The live
that
show,
was one
yeah.
of the opening statements.
Exactly.
I was able to see Carlin live in the flesh before he passed, which was just incredible. And I saw Arnold once. I went to the Arnold Classic in Columbus, Ohio, which is a big bodybuilding thing because there was a UFC in town when I was in college. And saw him live. Not as tall as you would have thought.
Arnold?
Really?
Yeah.
He's pretty short. He's like 5. He's not, I shouldn't say short. He ain't no Raw Dog Ryan.
Fuck you guys.
He can ride the rides.
Oh my God.
But no, he's like, I want to say he was like 6 feet tall when I saw him.
Stallone's small too.
Stallone is like 5'8". I don't know. He's shorter.
Yeah.
Really?
All right. I'm erasing Carlin.
It's 3-1 or 4-2, I should say. Or
3-1.
3-1.
Unfortunately. Wouldn't be the same comedy world that we grew up with, but, you know, comedy moves on. Arnold leaves a legacy unforgotten.
Arnold's way more important.
All right,
wait a second. It's 3-1?
Yeah.
3-1.
Wait, no.
Yes, it is. He got question 2, 3, and 4 correct.
You said you said George
3.
Carlin?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. Are you guys not fucking listening?
No, you said, because I know how much he means. You said he's going to say George.
No, you said I know how much it means to him.
What
that
is
was
going
you.
On?
What is going on?
Have another sip of your Diet Coke.
All right. Whew. Question number 5, going to Raw Dog Ryan first. What city am I erasing from the history books, or at least existence now?
Okay.
Chicago or Las Vegas?
I'm going to say you're erasing Chicago.
I'm erasing Chicago.
Yeah.
So the Chicago Fire came in and they never rebuilt.
Well, I hope you're going to say they erased the Chicago Fire fucking soccer team because it's god awful.
All right. Mandy B.
I'm just going to be like really wild with my answers now because I feel like I'm going to lose, but I feel like you're going to say Vegas because of the sports teams that come from Chicago.
As much
as
he hates
the
weather.
It kills
me to say I had to erase Chicago.
God
Vegas
damn it.
Vegas is my favorite city
Chicago.
In the world. I love Chicago for
Arizona.
About 2 months of the year.
I'm done, dude. Wait, did you already win? You already won.
Yeah, it's 4-1.
That is a brutal ass kicking.
Oh, my God.
Dog. I'm kind of disappointed you
that
don't know me as
for
well.
Fuck's
but we'll
sake.
Finish
I don't
the game
care
because
you wanted me to be erased from history. I don't care for the rest of it.
Sometimes I truly feel bad playing sometimes because I don't know. I feel like it's not fair when you play against somebody that has like a brain like a 2-year-old. It's just too easy.
I beat you before.
It's just too sweet.
I forgot to say the punishment is the person that loses does get erased from history. <Yeah. laughs>
Are we going to just go over the last couple?
Yeah,
anyway?
We'll do them just for, yeah,
for shits.
Just,
shits and giggles.
Just for the listeners.
Wait, can we do something like if I get... Oh, there's only two more left?
Two more
Never
left.
Mind.
All right. Question number six going to...
Me.
Raw dog first. Dentistry... Erased from history. Nobody knows how to fucking clean or take care of teeth or the internet.
I mean, it's dentistry. You have to.
Yeah, it's dentistry.
His teeth were made of wool.
Yeah, it's dentistry.
No, the internet.
What?
Erased.
I feel like you're being annoying with these questions. You're making them
You
different.
Guys are saying I erased dentistry?
Yeah.
History
yeah.
And kept the internet?
How else would we do our podcast and shit?
Well, we wouldn't be doing anything because we'd have no fucking teeth.
Yeah, we could still talk, right? With no Wait, can you talk with no teeth?
What did they do before?
Yeah, but your teeth don't. You just need your tongue.
Oh, God. Right?
What did they do before
dentistry?
We
could have the first all-clicking podcast.
Well, at least we'd all get great blowjobs so the chicks wouldn't rake your dick.
That's true. That is true.
That's
true.
Watch all right,
so no point for anybody there. Raw Dog is up 4-1 already with a decisive commanding lead and the victory in the books. Question number 7. Am I erasing from the television history books Da Ali G Show with Sacha Baron Cohen, one of my favorites of all time, or The Man Show? Mandy B first.
You're keeping The Man Show.
Keeping The Man Show, erasing The Ali G Show.
Yeah, keeping The Man Show, for sure.
Ding, ding, ding. That is correct.
Oh.
Final score.
Instead of a winner, we do have a loser.
We do have a loser. More importantly,
Zahir.
Raw Dog with the win, Mandy B, more importantly, with the loss.
I'm so nervous.
Yep, and I will have a wonderful, wonderful punishment for you.
Are we announcing it now?
No. I have to make sure it all comes together. I already have one in mind.
Okay.
But next episode, it will be taking place.
It's going to be horrible.
And it'll be grandioso.
I was good to you.
Does she have to ride the train, like you were saying before we got on the air today, with just glitter on her nipples?
Yeah.
You were saying for her, he was talking about Lollapalooza in the city. He said he saw some... girls on the train and all they were wearing was just glitter on their nips.
The things these girls wear these days. It's unbelievable.
Don't act like you're pissed off. What do you have, 65 kids these days?
Yeah, the kids these days. I was going to say, the kids these days, it's fucking fantastic.
So with that in mind, we're going to roll into one of our other staple segments of the show. It's been a while, but we are going to do Sensible or Not.
Sensible or not sensible? That is the question. Are you sensible?
For you guys new to the show, Sensible or Not is our staple segment. We are going to read a statement, a sentence, a scenario, and us three co-hosts are going to discuss if it's sensible or not. So
we haven't played it in a while, a full version of this. We played, with Alan and some guests.
I'm
going to
be screaming at you guys with some of these.
I know, you're crazy today.
So Mandy, I think you're up first to read the statement.
So, is it sensible to bribe people to help you move?
I'll go first. I think it's completely sensible. And by bribe, I mean I'll buy you lunch if you...
Yeah,
it doesn't have to be significant, but it's totally fair. Raw Dog, you come over, help me move. I'll buy you lunch if it goes into the evening.
Well,
I'll buy you dinner and I'll buy you a six-pack, perhaps.
How about a spoon session? Well, I just recently
sensible.
Moved. And, of course, I got my degenerate friends over to help me, and I was a real Raw Dog move. I just bought 2 cases of Coors Light, some White Claw, and bought a Domino's pizza, made a block party. I sat out and drank, and my friends moved while I drank.
that's my
even more
God,
sensible.
Yeah.
They took my
really
mattress
smart.
Out. They had to put gloves on.
I got to say, that said, have you been asked to move? Help me move?
Yeah, but I just hang
too
out.
Short?
I hang out.
Oh, my gosh, Ryan.
What?
I'm an excellent mover. I love moving.
I can see that.
I'm strong. Yeah. I'm really strong.
Are you?
I'm proud of myself. Yeah.
That's good.
I will have to say, guys, it was hard to part with my mattress. I threw it out. I didn't save it. We've been through a lot this past year and a half.
That's
and
right.
He's been a good boy.
Ew.
A lot of stains on that old mattress.
Hopefully that mattress doesn't talk.
Yeah, right.
I think it's sensible.
Yeah, I think so too. But there's really nothing worse than being asked to help your friends move, though.
Oh, I know.
I get out of it.
Yeah. I was so thankful you didn't ask me.
I want help, but if you ask me, I got shit going
on. Dude, funny story. So my buddy Jim, who Raw Dog, He helped me move when I moved out of my parents' house after college, like years ago. He helped me move with my now wife into my first apartment. You know, he was great. I bought him lunch, like we said, bought him dinner, whatever. And then he helped me move again a couple things, not a full move, but a few things into my house when I bought my townhome a few years later. So then, of course, he was moving, I want to say two summers ago. And who got the call? Hey, return the favor time. Right?
Did you do it?
So yes, Ricky, who you know is kind of a curmudgeon, and I, we both got asked to go move our friend Jim in. He was so unorganized. It was the worst move ever. You can just hear Ricky, like, things weren't boxed up or packed at all. So people, like, were moving like cat toys, like single cat toy. Ricky just broke something over his knee. He was so mad. The funniest part of this story is, so Jim was moving into an apartment building that had an elevator and he lived on the second floor.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that we're moving that Ricky had to carry, and he was so mad, was a fucking paper shredder, but Jim didn't even mind to empty it. So it's filled with paper. So obviously it's way heavier.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a pretty big paper shredder. Yeah. And he's like, you didn't fucking empty it? So we're carrying it in to the elevator, and the fucking thing rips open and shredding's just a cloud of shredding.
It's like confetti.
Yeah, like confetti. And it goes everywhere. And we're just, it was like middle July. We're dripping balls.
Oh my God.
Ricky's covered in the paper now. It's all over the elevator. He's like, what the fuck, Jim? I'm not fucking cleaning that. The paper shredding was like in that elevator for like 3 weeks.
It's hard to clean up. When I just recently moved, I totally forgot about my attic. Like 2 days before closing, forgot. Like,
oh,
just
really?
Didn't even think of it. So my dad actually came over. He's up in the attic while I'm holding the ladder. And mind you, somewhat similar to Jonathan character in the Micah stories. You should have heard him up there. There was so much shit in there. He just started fucking dropping things down the fucking attic.
Oh, my God.
And then swearing up a storm. And then he's like, hey, there's an arrowhead. Might want to hang on to that one. Like, yeah, look, what am I the fuck am I going to do with an arrowhead?
Yeah, what?
For fuck's sake.
At least there was nobody living up there.
Yeah. What's next?
All right. I got the next one. Entering a bathroom stall next to me when there are a half dozen open stalls. This may have happened to you guys before. I don't know if it's such a thing when you're just going pee, but if you're in a public place taking a deuce, let's say the airport, right? You find a nice quiet bathroom, maybe by the baggage claim, let's say. You go into the far handicap stall. Perfect.
Got more room.
Yeah. Empty. There's like 8 or 9 empty stalls. Guy comes in, has to fucking unload right next to you.
Maybe he feels more comfortable.
Like, what the fuck, dude? Pick the other one. Not sensible. It happens at like office buildings too.
Why would you sit next to the fucking person?
Stop.
Well, that's why you as a person, when you're in control, like let's say you go in there to take a deuce and you're the first one in there, you never pick any of the middle stalls. Because,
right. No, you
because then selected. People can be by you.
Yeah.
You go like either far left or far right.
But if you're the person on the other end walking in and somebody's already in there, you go away
why
from
them. Why would
you
want to shit next to somebody?
Sit next to me. I always get up right away.
It's ridiculous.
If I'm, you know...
Do you get up and move to another one?
Do you guys?
No, I
halfway
you
through.
Cut off my, yeah.
halfway
you pinch
through?
It and then you hold
I suck it back in and hold my breath. And then I stand outside with my arms crossed, waiting for him to come out and berate him.
Do you guys find that the Walmart bathrooms and the airports, people are the noisiest when they're taking a shit? I don't
Walmart,
get it.
I don't think.
Why do you go into the Walmart bathroom?
That's Hep C. No, yeah. They're inviting Hep C
to take a piss. And sometimes I'm with a toddler that has to pee every five fucking minutes. But every time I go into Walmart, some dude is in there just heaving. Heaving.
Yeah.
Ew.
Like, dude, can you quiet the fuck down?
Please, God.
Yeah. You can. Everybody can silence their noises. Yeah. Seriously.
Have you ever had your shoes splashed?
Ew.
No, but I haven't. I was just curious.
I used to lift up my shoes in grade school so people couldn't see them.
You're going to lift up your skirt. Your
I don't want people. Church is in there shitting.
Mandy, be sensible or not.
It's not sensible. It's gross. That happens to me too sometimes.
All right.
It's annoying.
So we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
You don't fucking sit next to somebody.
We've all been in agreement so far.
All right. Leaving 2 sheets of toilet paper on the roll, or do you change it?
I'll go as far as I'll just leave the fucking
the cardboard.
Yeah.
Someone else can grab it.
Sensible. Not my problem.
No.
But if somebody does it to me, like my wife, why didn't you change the toilet paper?
I don't ever have company over, so I don't give a shit.
Not sensible. I hate when that happens.
So you change it right away.
Yeah, I'm polite. But, I'm considerate. All right,
but don't you feel bad for throwing out the last two sheets then?
No. Wasteful.
You're fucking killing trees. You want me to call Cheryl Crow?
No, I use the last two and then you replace
it. Which, by the way, if we're ranting, I don't know if we've discussed this before. Cheryl fucking Crow is some environmentalist. She is.
Right.
She claims that every fucking person should use one sheet of toilet paper when they go to the bathroom. One square.
I agree with her. Who wipes anyways these days?
I would like to see you try to wipe with one square.
Fuck that. I'm like a million wiper. You know that term? Million wiper?
No, what is a million wiper?
Are you using a half a roll per wipe?
Oh, yeah. You stand up, you go a half a roll.
Oh, my God.
You stand up, you get as deep as you can, and you want to be squeaky clean.
Then use a baby wiper. Get man wipes,
the baby
dude.
Wipes are great.
It makes you feel so clean.
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, you know what speaking of Cheryl Crow, I know we're getting a little off topic here, but that song... In the arms of...
That's Sarah McLachlan.
Same shit. Well, now that I started, I'm going to finish. So Sarah McLachlan, the arms of
McLachlan.
The angel. McLachlan. Chester McLachlan. I always sing it. I don't know. Do you guys do this?
That song
I always sing
with the
in
pets.
The arms of Kevin Bacon.
What's that from?
No.
I just made it up?
I made it up. It sounds better.
See, I associate that song with the fucking...
No.
She does that foundation with the pets, and then it shows the one dog with one eye, then it shows the dog fucking one leg.
I was
leg.
Thinking Cheryl Crow and Sarah McLachlan. It's like, same person.
Why is it more sad to see dogs like that than humans?
I know. Because they don't... I don't know.
All right, because people aren't sensible.
What's
so,
next?
So I say... Yeah. Did you answer, man? Yeah, you said. Yeah. Okay. So what's next? Stopping at the gas station in front of the pump when you're just going inside and not filling up.
It's completely sensible. I do it every time. I'm a smoker. I go to the gas station probably every day. I fucking pull right up to the pump even though I don't get gas.
Because the other spot. Option, you're supposed to park in the parking spaces, right?
It's a fucking spot.
Okay. Mandy?
Well, okay, so I do this too, but I wish I didn't do it though, because I do hate when other people do it when I get there and I
need
to pump.
Why does it bother you though? Because
I need to pump gas.
Oh, and it's filled.
You know what I'm saying? And then I'm like, oh my God, did you just fucking go in for nothing?
Pick
and
a new
I could be there.
Spot. Get over it.
Yeah. I hate it, but I also do it though, so I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah, I do it too all the time. Yeah.
Why are we?
I don't
all
have
agreeing.
A problem with it. Park where you damn please, right?
That's right.
We're very much in sync today. This is
all right. Is it sensible to go into a business 2 minutes before it closes?
Nope, nope, nope. I used to be a server and a bartender, and I fucking hate that. No way. I mean, I'm so indecisive today. Yeah, no. Final answer, no.
Not sensible.
It fucking sucks. Then I got to stay an extra like 45 minutes to an hour because of you.
All right. Since it was framed up as 2 minutes, I'm going to say not sensible. I think 5 is the limit. I know that's kind of a quirky answer.
I feel like 10 is the limit.
Yeah, like 15, you can come in.
10.
I do it all the time, and I feel bad sometimes, but sometimes you got to eat or you got
to
do...
If there's other people there already...
You got to go to the bank, whatever.
Yeah.
Are you guys done?
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's fucking sensible.
Oh,
you're
my
in retail, God. A service. If you say you close at 10, and I'm going to come eat at 9:58. If you want to be closed at 9:58, say you're closed at 9:58.
Even if you're the only person in there?
Yeah.
Making everyone stay?
But that's when you're open to, right? So that's when people...
Have you ever worked a job like that? You know where like it affected you if someone came in the 2 minutes?
Yes.
Really?
And I'd like to fucking stab them right in the fucking neck with a butter knife.
Yeah.
But no, if it's the time and you get there before, it's fine. That's a you problem. It's not a me problem.
That's right.
All right. Last question. Last sensible. Is it sensible to leave wrappers in a bag when there's still like candy in the bag or whatever is the item?
Why don't you ask my stoner brother?
So like what does he do?
Like a bigger bag you're talking about.
Yeah, like a bigger bag. Like my roommate gets these saltwater taffies, which
ooh,
are really...
So
he's been getting
those.
Them all the time.
I like the weird shit.
The pink one looks like Prolapse.
You ruined the pink ones for me. But I reach in the, and there's the wrappers all in there. Okay. Get out of my way.
That's not sensible. No. It drives me fucking nuts.
No, it's called laziness.
Throw it out.
Yeah.
Laziness.
It's the same people who put the fucking paper plates on the counter. Are you going to wash that?
Yeah.
No, throw it the fuck out.
Right. It's the same people that deserve to put their fucking hand down the garbage disposal and have it run.
All right, I will say, though, not wrappers, but bag of pistachios. I'll put the empty shells back in the bag.
Oh.
Oh, that's annoying, too.
I didn't say it was fucking not annoying.
Wait, you're sharing that bag with someone?
No, he saves it and he dumps it on someone's head.
Man,
like,
you know what? You're
Come
right.
Come on.
Hey,
what? I'm saying,
one
like...
Day, one day in my life, I would love to be able to share a bag of pistachios with somebody.
That's gross,
have
though.
You ever,
that's your
have you
spit.
Ever pulled the pistachio trick like you do the popcorn trick?
That would work.
Right? It would work. Right? But you have to keep the shells so it's a little buried still. And
can
what do they get? A big handful of dick.
Please be a popcorn trick. That should be one of our punishments.
What? You have to go do it to a random stranger and
yeah,
do some
what?
Time for it? Or
no,
what?
You have a wife. Take her to a movie. You got to be coy about it.
Okay. I like
Tell
well,
her to reach
Mandy
in.
Mandy can't do that.
Yes, she can. She's Finkel and Einhorn. She's Ray Finkel.
Out of control. Out of control.
No, I got it. Alan has to do the popcorn trick to her.
No.
What's better, the popcorn or the pizza trick? Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, we talked last week about the sperm facial. Mandy getting a sperm facial for beauty purposes.
Would you let him just fucking beat it right in your face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks dead serious.
I am. I would.
Oh, okay.
That was sensible or not.
Hey, we were much in sync today, weren't we?
I know.
More so than usual. I don't know. Who put these questions together?
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, remember to, you can always DM us, tweet us, mm-hmm. send Instagram DMs, Facebook posts, whatever.
My balls are very sweaty. I feel them.
Okay.
Don't interrupt my PSA, you fuck.
Yeah.
But hey, if you guys have sensible or nots, we'd love to hear them. We'd love to discuss them on the show next time we play. So send them in or give us a call. Our number is 414-858-7934. And you can leave us a friendly little voicemail. And you can actually text that number as well. So send in your sensible or nots.
Guys, we do have merchandise. Go to sensiblepeoplepodcast.com. Click on the shop tab. Have a ton of options for you. Fall's coming. Summer's here now. We have anything from toddlers, infants, adults, kids, nipless shirts, crotchless underwear, whatever you guys want. Sensiblepeoplepodcast.com. Click on the shop tab.
Hey, and I didn't mention our social media tags, at Sensible People. You can find us everywhere, even on YouTube. We're on YouTube, so check out our videos. Hey, this has been a fun episode. We got some really fun shit planned for a few future episodes. So listen to the most recent ones with Todd Wishneff, as we mentioned in the beginning of the show. Hope you enjoyed today, and we will be back sensibly in 2 weeks.
Bye, and grease your catcher's mitt.
Ew! Creeped me out.